Amen. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Amen. Hosanna in the highest. Gosh, what a celebration we have on today. I'm so grateful for all of you for coming out, for joining us online to celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. When Jesus and his followers approached Jerusalem, they came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives. Jesus gave two disciples a task, saying to them, "Go into the village over there. As soon as you enter it, you will find tied up there a colt that no one has ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'Its master needs it,' and he will send it right back. He will send it back right away." They went and found a colt tied to a gate outside on the street, and they untied it. Some people standing around said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them just what Jesus said, and they left them alone. They brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes upon it, and he sat on it. Many people spread out their clothes on the road, while others spread branches cut from the fields. Those in front of him and those following were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessings on the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. After he looked around at everything because it was already late in the evening. He returned to Bethany with the 12. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are just so grateful for this day to celebrate you, to remember you, to be together, oh God, in your name. Thank you for the waving of the palms, the singing of your praise. Lord, all of our voices lifted, unified out of our love for you. God, as we continue to worship you through your word, let our hearts be open to receive whatever it is that you have for each of us individually and as the church collectively. We are grateful for you, oh God, and the love that your Son, Jesus Christ, displayed on behalf of all of us. We thank you for the gift of salvation, O God. Continue to use all of us for your glory, and may this worship service be pleasing unto you. In Christ's name we do pray, and all of God's children said, amen. So there is this old story where a man bought a donkey from a preacher. Have you heard this one? He bought a donkey from a preacher, and the preacher told the man that the donkey had been trained in a very unique way. The only way to make the donkey go was to say hallelujah. So everyone say hallelujah. Hallelujah. The only way to make the donkey stop was to say amen. So everyone say, amen. The man was pleased with his purchase and immediately got on the animal to try out the preacher's instructions. Hallelujah, shouted the man. Hallelujah. The donkey began to trot. Amen, shouted the man. Amen. The donkey stopped immediately. "This is great," he said. And with a hallelujah, he rode off very proud of his new purchase. The man traveled for a long time, over hills, through towns, over mountains. Soon he was heading toward a cliff. He could not remember the word to make the donkey stop. "Stop," cried the man. "Halt," he cried. The donkey just kept going. He screamed, "Church, Bible, Lord," and the donkey just began to trot faster. As he was getting closer and closer to the cliff's edge, in final desperation, the man said a prayer. "Please, dear Lord, please make this donkey stop before I go off the end of this mountain. In Jesus' name." The donkey came to an abrupt stop, just one step from the edge of the cliff. "Thank God," he shouted. And then he said, "We will leave it at that." I love sharing that story because our cries of Hosanna, our cries of Hallelujah, keep us moving forward. This day we celebrate Palm Sunday, heading into Holy Week, a week that captures the most important week in the history of our faith. As we worship and remember the one who gave his life for us, Jesus often chose not to be in the limelight. In fact, most of his ministry happened outside of the capital city of Jerusalem, away from the pomp, away from the circumstance and the ceremony of the temple. His ministry of healing and teaching, preaching the good news was visible and spread by word of mouth through the small towns and villages. Until now. Saints, on this day, all of that changes. On this day, the event we know as the triumphant entry, the day we remember each year by waving our palms, shouting Hosanna, we see Jesus entering the city of Jerusalem, being proclaimed as Messiah and King. The setting in the Gospel of Mark is not random. It may seem random, but it is not random. It opens rooted in the Old Testament. In Zechariah 9:9, beginning at the Mount of Olives, the divine warrior king rides into the city, just as Jesus himself now prepares to do. But before Jesus enters the city, he sends his disciples ahead of him on a special mission to secure a colt, a donkey. But I can't help but think about the animal who carried the Messiah, who doesn't receive much spotlight on this day. Palms receive attention. The cloaks and the clothing receive attention. The shouting of Hosanna and blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord receive attention. But we laugh at the donkey. So for a moment, just a moment, let us consider how Jesus asked his disciples to secure a colt which is unbroken, has never been ridden. An unbroken colt would be wild. An unbroken colt would react violently if a blanket was thrown on it, much less someone attempting to ride it. Any horse riders in here? An unbroken, untrained colt would be skittish when cloaks or clothing or palm branches were thrown out in front of it. It would be disoriented when people would shout out as it rode by. But here we have Jesus sitting on a subdued and peaceful colt, a donkey. It is a deep reminder on this Palm Sunday that Scripture tells us all creation will praise him. And if we don't, even the rocks will cry out. He's sitting on this colt that is subdued, peaceful, because all of creation will praise God. Saints, let us not miss our opportunity to allow Jesus to bring us peace, to humble us, to subdue us, while we are surrounded by chaos, throwing down our best, standing up for those who cannot stand up for themselves, as we lift our voices and sing praises to the Lord, shouting hallelujah, which keeps us moving forward. The actions taken by the disciples and the people, throwing garments on the back of the colt and spreading their cloaks, their clothing, and branches along the pathway before Jesus, are symbolic. They're symbolic of the authority in their lives. The Jews and the Gentiles would recognize this gesture. In 2 Kings 9:13, the people perform a parallel expression just before Jehu is proclaimed king. The royal hymn and invitation in Psalm 118 is traditionally sung as the crowds would approach the temple. We bless you from the house of the Lord. Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. They would sing and proclaim Hosanna, literally a prayer for salvation. Save now or save, I pray. As we waved our palms today and sang Hosanna, we were saying in one voice, save us now, save, I pray. Saints, let us examine ourselves, our hearts, and witness how we are proclaiming Christ as Lord of our lives. Though the people shout Hosanna and spread their clothing, their best, Jesus' entry on a donkey, this unbroken colt, is neither triumphant nor messianic. What king do you know rides in on a donkey, no matter how tame? Yet in today's text, people are not only following Jesus, it seems as if they have, beyond a shadow of a doubt, fallen in love with him. I wonder, because we don't know, is this a superficial love, or is it a deep love, a love deep enough to follow Jesus to the cross? Is it a love that is enough to endure through suffering? Is it a love that will carry them to the ends of the earth? Which has me considering on this Palm Sunday, the love that we have for Jesus. I mean, the love that Jesus has for us, right, will endure suffering, pain, humiliation, and eventually death, but is the love that we have for Jesus a selfish love? Or is it deep enough for us to spread our cloaks, our clothing, our best among the dirty, mucky, stink-filled ground of war and poverty and injustice, not only here in the U.S., but around the world? Is our love deep enough to carry us beyond the bounds of betrayal and broken hearts? Is our love deep enough to carry us through transition and change? Is this love wide enough to go beyond the bounds of the known in preparation for the unknown? Saints, is your soul anchored in the Lord and deep enough to endure dot, dot, dot? The scene in our text is unmistakable. The Jesus honored today, as we know, will be humiliated tomorrow. So when I consider the story of this Palm Sunday, I am struck by the thought that the crowd, like the one gathered here, like the one gathered in the text, as they throw their cloaks, their best on the ground, when they gathered, there was no guarantee that once you laid down your cloak in everything you could imagine on a dirt road heading into a big city, you were ever going to receive your clothing back. And quite honestly, I would imagine they wouldn't want it back. But it is highly unlikely that the people were interested in what they laid down, but were more concerned with praise. Is your love for God deep enough to lay down your burdens at the foot of the cross, leave them there to make room for your praises to God? Is your love deep enough to trust Jesus? Jesus said to the disciples when he sent them on their mission to secure the colt, "If anyone says to you, 'What are you doing? Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it.'" Why don't we all say that? The Lord needs it. Jesus did not give up, saints, and he knew what was to come. And he did not give up. So what does the Lord desire from us? A willingness to go into the unknown, maybe even a bit confused, but obedient, like the disciples who went to secure the colt. What does the Lord need from us? Maybe to fall in love with Jesus every day, not just one day, but every day, in order to have the strength to spread our cloaks, to spread our generosity, our offering, to spread our prayers, to spread our witness, to spread our time and our influence while praying, Hosanna, what does the Lord need from us? To surround one another like the crowd in the text, like the unbroken donkey, and keep moving. Jesus did not give up. Is your soul anchored in the Lord? In verse 11, Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. After he looked around at everything, because it was already late in the evening, he returned to Bethany with the 12. You know, leading up to my mother's celebration of life, there was a lot of buzz, a lot of visitors, a lot of people, a lot of pomp and circumstance until the day after her service and the uncomfortable quiet set in. This final scene to me, after this time of celebration and palm waving, may have been a bit of encouragement for Jesus to keep going no matter what. But for us today, in this moment, it leads us into a week of quiet. A week of remembrance, a week of what is to come, a week of silent watching and waiting. So when you hear, dear saints, why are you doing this? Why are you serving? Why are you giving? Why are you attending all these different church services? Just say, because the Lord needs me. The Lord wants me. And I want the Lord. Hallelujah, beautiful people of God. Hallelujah. Hosanna, beautiful saints of God. Hosanna. Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Saints, the true measure of our love for God is not only by our cloaks, it is also by our praise. And it forces us to come out of ourselves. So on this day, Palm Sunday, as we celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, let us thank God for his life, because he shows us the way. So saints, lay aside your cloaks. Lay aside your burdens. leave them at the foot of the cross and praise the name of the Lord. And all of God's children said, and hallelujah. Amen.